Well, if you're hearing this bunch of noise, you know what's going on. You probably have figured out that it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe, and, geez, it's a lot windier out here than I thought it would be. So let's just get out of the car and see what happens here. Where are we? Well, where do you think? My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm a big fan of the place that we call Heron Haven. And as I get out of my car and I look over there, the prairie grass plot area is gone. It's all been wiped out. It's now just a small rectangle, a rectangle of grass. And I heard that they're going to put wildflowers in there. All right, and as I walk around, oh boy, as I walk around the shed here, that hole under the shed looks like it's been dug out some more. We've got some Monty action under there, apparently. I'm looking around, I'm trying to figure out what I want to do, where I want to go. Obviously, we want to go look at dudes. So let's just head into the forest. As I walk by the dragonfly pond, it's still kind of full, a little fuller than it normally is. That's a good sign. And into the forest we go. All right, how am I going to do this? I need another hand. Gotta change my glasses here. Okay, that's good. Change the glasses, put my keys in my pocket. Ooh, pull up my shorts so they don't fall off. And then take my camera out of my other pocket. Here we go. Alright. Yeah, so I'm wearing shorts today. And I got a short sleeve t-shirt on, and it is nice and warm. It's about, 73 degrees right now. 74, somewhere around there. Call it 22 degrees Celsius. I'm standing. I just heard something run through the leaves. Oh, I just saw the shadow of something. What is that over there? What is, who's running through the leaves over there? Oh, no. I think I just saw his tail. I think that was a squirrely, not a marmot. Okay, that's fine too. And here comes some fine folk. Hello.
Hello.
There's a couple of other cars here today. What's that? That's a bird. All right, so I've come to the first bench where a marmot has begun digging out an old den that hasn't been used in a while. Doesn't look like any more digging has been happening here. Not sure if that's going to end up getting used or not. But it'll be nice if it does. Well, we've got a little bit of wind in here today. It is windier than I thought. I spent a lot of time looking out my windows before I left, trying to gauge wind. But since there's no leaves on trees yet, apparently I judged wrong. Speaking of leaves on trees, all of the slightly taller stuff here is starting to leaf. And when I say the slightly taller stuff, I mean things that are under 3 meters tall. Everything that's under 3 meters tall, all the trees and bushes, are starting to get green little leaves. And it's very nice. Yellowy green leaves everywhere. I'm looking up into one particular tree looking for owls. I'm looking at the owl tree. Remember when we saw that screech owl up there? That was crazy. He was a little guy. He was just a little owly, owly dude. Oh, the Canada Goose warning sign is up. Awesome. And now we've come to the crossroads. So what we're going to do... Geez, I just cannot find anywhere to get out of the wind. We're going to walk through the cut here, and we're going to look out over the Mulhalls property to see if we can see any dudes. All right. Who's out here? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody grazing today? Anybody doing anything? No. There's no dudes out here. There aren't even any geese out here. What is going on? Yeah, so it's a little slow here. What's happening? All right, so we're gonna turn around. See, look at that though. Look at that. That's some poop. And it's right in the middle of this little trail, which leads me to believe that that is fox poop. We got foxes in here? I'm sure we do. I've been seeing foxes in this vicinity. Up on Manderson Street, those foxes are running around having a crazy fun time. And as soon as the geese start laying eggs, I have a feeling we'll get the fox moving down in here. Alright, look at that hole. Somebody started digging into it and then decided not to. Alright, so we're walking around this little bend, approaching the sub pond. And I'm looking out into the sub pond for dudes. And I'm not seeing anything. There's no geese back here, there's no ducks back here, there's no herons back here. But the water is nice and clear. I can see the bottom of the pond right here, which would have been great when I was out here the other night and I saw those two snappers rolling around. And that was awesome. Frogs are chirping and frogs are jumping. I'm spooking some frogs. Splash, splash, jump and splash. All these frogs are sunning themselves. I can see them. Oh, I can see some wogs too. Oh, and I can see some little fishies. Now, there's some little fishies in here. Probably bluegill. They're just fingerlings. They're about 4 inches long, about 10 centimeters long. Look at that. Zoom, zoom. He's fast. He's speedy. They're having races today here in the sub pond. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Where'd the froggies go? Hiding. They're hard to see underwater. I'm looking for turtles and stuff. I'm looking for snappers. Snapper. And there's some bugs flying around. There's a couple of dragonflies. Yay, I do love dragonflies. Uh-oh. Somebody's sneaking up behind me. It's a lady with a baby. Oh, here comes some more little bluegill fingers. Oh, zoom, zoom, zoom. That guy was swimming at 1 meter per second. That's a pretty good rate of speed for a little fish. All right. I'm scanning for turtles. Sometimes snappers will come into the shallows over here. Yeah, you know, see? Look at those bubbles over there. See those bubbles? Oh, you can't see them. Oh, I spooked another frog. Trying to get an angle on those bubbles. Who's into there? See, that's got turtle written all over it. Those bubbles. Alright, lady with baby is now crossing the land bridge. Damn, that's the direction I wanted to go. See, there are big bubbles and some rings. I have a feeling there's a turtle over there. I cannot see him. I cannot see. Alright, so I'm gonna... Hey, here comes a dragonfly. Hi, dragonfly. He's so nice. Oh, look at this big old frog. I didn't even see him. He's not scared. I'm 1 meter away from a big frog. And he's big. Especially for this time of year. He's 12 or 13 centimeters from nose to butt. So pretty good sized guy. Dragonfly keeps going by, checking me out, checking the frog out. Oh, and the wind is starting to pick up. But the wind is starting to pick up. Okay, so which way do I want to go? I'm blocking the wind with my back right now. And as soon as it dives down a little bit, there we go. We're going to turn around. And we're going to walk out here onto the boardwalk, where I'm sure it'll be much windier. So we'll only stay out here for a few seconds. Plus it's sunny out here. We just want to check to see if there's any dudes dudin' around. I do not see anything yet. I do not. Okay, there's two geese out there. That's all we got going. And now we've hit the wind zone. I don't see anybody on those logs. Yeah, I'm just backing up. Turning around. Oh, I didn't think it would be so windy. But of course it has to be. Look at there, that's some poop too. Okay. We got a fox in here today somewhere. And we're never going to be able to smell him in this wind. It's too windy to catch any odors. Alright, I'm just pausing. Pausing by the sub pond again. And we're going to walk around here. And we'll do the reading of the goose warning sign. This has become something of a tradition here on the Dubious Goals Committee. Every year, a sign gets put up right here at the crossroads to warn people against Canada geese, because the Canada geese are in full mode. Here we go. Here's the sign. It says, Canada Goose Warning. The geese are nesting and raising their young at this time. If they become alarmed by your presence, they will defend the family. If they honk or begin flapping their wings, leave the area. And there's three pictures on here. There's one picture of a goose sitting on a nest, one picture of two geese walking along the path with five goslings, and then one picture of a goose in attack mode. So you know what goose attack mode looks like. In case you can't figure that out, when you're being attacked by a goose. So here we are, standing on the land bridge, overlooking the billabong, the front of the billabong. I'm not seeing much of anything. So let's go down to the wall blind and look into the back of the billabong and see what we can find. And in the meantime, I will update you on my Gunpla project progress. Wait, there's some ripples in the water right there. No? Okay. Right. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I am, in fact, building a Gunpla. It is the MSN-04 Sazabi. You know, Charanzibul's Neo Zeon for new type mobile suit. Anyway, I did spend some more time on it yesterday. I spent another, 3 hours, not quite 3.5 hours. Probably about 3 hours or a little bit less if you take out the breaks. I did take a couple 10-minute breaks. But yeah, I spent another 3 hours working on my Sazabi. So now I've got about 7.5 hours into it. And I'm walking into the wall blind here. And we're going to just see what's going on back here in the billabong. Oh, okay. Interesting fact number one. That goose that we figured was hysterically pregnant is gone. She's off the nest. Okay. She has figured out that, no, she is not really about to lay any eggs. So, other than that, there's nothing going on back here. I'm a-looking, but I'm not seeing anything. There's some ripples over there. Who's making those ripples? Is that a turtle head sticking his head out? Another? Nah, maybe not. Right. So, yeah, there's nothing going on back here. Nothing going on in the billabong. Okay, well, we'll just keep on looking. Looking for dudes. There are birds flying around. I saw a blue jay. And I can hear other bird dudes birding it up. Transacting bird business. In an open bird market. Free market bird business. All right, so we're going to walk around the edge of Frog Harbor here. There's lots of frogs. Lots of frogs. And we're getting some duckweed growing back here. Looking up into Frog Harbor, not seeing much of anything else. Are there any ducks hiding under there? Doesn't look like it. Where'd the ducks go? Yeah, and the ducks will be returning soon. We'll get some out. Here comes the lady with her baby. Red-haired baby. A very red-haired baby with fire hair. It's a flame-top baby. Oh, having a good time today. All right. That is a red-haired baby. All right, so anyway, speaking of red things, Sazabi. I did another 3 hours work on my Gundam. And I gotta tell you, I'm having so much fun building this. It's such an amazing thing, and there's... Because these models have so much articulation, so much movement, and they have so many little gimmicks, these are fun to build, because as you build them, you see how intricate they are, and you see how these things work, and you just go, wow, whoever thought of this was brilliant. And so I managed to finish, let's see, the day before I basically got the legs and the waist done. Well, yesterday, I got the chest and the arms and shoulders done. Now the wind is picking up here a little bit, so I'm just going to stop right here because we're about to walk into a more exposed area. So basically now I've got this giant robot that doesn't have a head. The next step is to build the head. And then I got to start building some of its accessories. Got to build its backpack. Got to build its weapons. Got to build some other stuff. Got to build all of his alternative parts. Like, his other sets of hands. And now I'm at the turtle reproduction pond. There's nobody in here either. Oh, no, there's a goose. There's a single goose hiding back in under the trees. And the wind is really annoying right here. Sorry about the wind noise. Oh, I hate the wind noise. Now if I stand at this angle and look at the turtle reproduction pond, what do we got going on down in here? What's that smell? It smells like oyster mushrooms. I know there aren't any of those growing yet. Okay, there he is. I see a snapper. Took me a while to find him. Oh boy. But yeah, there's a snapper hiding between some logs. He's a good-sized guy. He's hiding between the logs. He's saying, look at me, I'm also a log. So come on, frogs, jump on top of me. And I'll eat you. Wow, it's getting really windy back here. There's no wind breaks. Okay, I can see the log, so this is hilarious. Into the blind we go. There's a couple of geese out here from front diving. I can see one guy sticking his goose butt up at me. He's funny. Mr. Comedy Goose. There's a couple of other pairs of geese here and there. They're all diving, doing stuff. There are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. There's about 5 pairs of geese out on Goose Island. As I scan the pond rim and look in all the usual places, I do not see any herons. Nor do I see any ducks. What's going on in the delta? Nothing is happening in the delta. But on the log, we got turtles. And there's some tiny ones out at the end. When I say tiny, look at that little guy. His shell is probably only 4 centimeters long. There's some other guys on the log, but no snappers on the log today. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. We got 25 turtles out on the logs. But I'm going to get out of the blind just because it's windy in there. The wind is blowing in a most annoying direction today. Most annoying. Right, so as I was saying, I've been working on my Sazabi. Oh, that turtle turned. Now he's looking this way. Is that another turtle over there? Yeah, I think we've got one turtle in pursuit of another turtle. This is, in fact, the turtle reproduction pond. This is where you most often see snapping turtles reproducing. Yeah, and that's what's going on here. That guy's hunting that other guy. That guy's hunting that lady turtle down. They're about 2 or 3 meters away, and this guy's trying to sneak around the log. And there's another one hiding right behind that log. If we stay here long enough and watch this, we'll get to see some turtle wrestling. And it's always very interesting because, man, they roll around, they flip around, and they breach the surface. It's very interesting. I've seen it a number of times. And it's always kind of funny. Okay. It's kind of warm today, but not terrible. And I can see those city trucks up there. As I look up and beyond the ridge towards Old Maple Road, there's some city tree removal crew back there. They're taking out some rotten trees. Not here at Herrenhaven, but across the street. So anyway, back to my Sazabi. Like I said, I still need to build the head. And then the backpack and his weapons and his other hands and stuff. I didn't know what hands to put on him at first, so I just sort of put some regular open hands, some excited open hands on him. But there's other hands too. There's some hands that are shaped as fists, and these just plug in. There's a ball joint. You build the hand and then you can plug it into the end of the arm. Click. Very convenient. And there's a hand or two with the hand shaped so that it can hold a gun and hold its finger up as a trigger finger. And I think those are the three sets of hands. Were there some others? There's the fists, the open hands, the trigger pulling hands, and I'm not sure what else. Who made that funny noise right there? It was a bird. Odd. So after I build the head, then I gotta build all his weapons, which include a giant beam rifle. And a beam saber. And of course the beam axe. And was there something else too? Oh, yeah, then there's the backpack, which has got the missile launchers and stuff on it, and the fuel tanks, and a whole bunch of other stuff. I mean, come on. I'm forgetting to tell you about a lot of stuff. There's so much stuff that comes with these, it's ridiculous. And so many extra alternative parts, and, you know, for customization and doing cool stuff. And then, of course, there's also the Char Aznable figure. And I looked on was it on the box or was it in the manual? In the instruction manual, there's a picture of Char, of the Char Aznable figure. And it's painted. Now, I don't know if it's really painted or if it's just, Photoshopped. But how did anybody, because how could anybody have painted that? This figure is so small. It's half the size of a 1/72 scale figure, which is what I'm used to painting terribly. I'm bad at painting them. But yeah, if you can picture a 1/72 figure, this is a very common size for little army men. Not the 2-inch tall army men, but like the 3/4-inch, you know, little army men. I have tons of these dudes. I love to war game in this scale, 1/72. But yeah, this Char Aznable, this whole model, is a 1/144 scale model. So this little human being is half the size of a 1/72 scale guy, which is already tiny. This Char Aznable, he's like 7 or 8 millimeters tall. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. You can't paint that. That's impossible to paint. That's way too small. Alright, I kind of wanted to go over there. You know, I am going to go over here since we got a little time left. I'm walking up into the outdoor classroom, which is just a, you know, a small field with some benches. See, I thought I heard something run back here. It might have just probably been a squirrel, but we're going to double check. Make sure it wasn't some kind of mutty. Because there is some old mutty stuff around here. There's mutty holes. None of these have been dug out. Let's go over and check the wood pile here. Where's my mutty? Don't see any. And then there's a hole down there which is not dug out or anything. So, what's going on? And the wood pile, not much. No mushrooms or anything yet. It's way too early for that. But soon. Very, very soon. It's a nice warm day, and as I walk across this grass, I can feel that the earth is kind of soft. So the ground is thawing. And we just need some rains. I think the next rain is in a couple of days. It might rain on Wednesday, I heard, and so that might be the start of our fungal season. Maybe. Maybe. It's pretty early, but I've been surprised in the past before with stuff like Caprinus. Caprinus can come up pretty quickly. What else tends to pop fast? I don't know. So anyway, I'm walking back out in front of the building, looking out over there at the what's going to be the wildflower field and the mushroom garden. Whoever was working on the prairie grass plots also ripped up a lot of the plastic in the mushroom garden, so that might be viable again. Maybe we can actually get a real mushroom garden finally going. Years almost a decade after I first suggested it. And who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Oh, the sun is beating down on me. I need to go home and get a cold drink going. And maybe eat some food. So let's talk tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.